Disclaimer.
History is not safe for work, and neither is historical.
This podcast is uncensored and contains explicit language. To Historic Hole. My name is David, and as always, I am joined by Jason and Michael.
Hi there.
Hi there. And we here at Historic Hole, we take a funny look at history, events, people, and sometimes written records, like today.
Yes, today we will be discussing the Odyssey.
Seeing
as we did the Iliad already, and the Odyssey, you know, this is a sequel.
And we're a big fan of sequels.
Yeah.
History is full of sequels.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Third movies never end up well.
We never finished the trilogy capper, but we go to the sequel, yeah. The better sequel, sometimes.
Yeah. So the Odyssey opens with Odysseus on an island, stranded with a goddess named Calypso.
The Odyssey opens with Odysseus.
Yes.
Tongue twister.
On the island of Ogygia.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yes.
How did he get here? It's just like,
we'll get to how he got there.
Yeah, hopefully you listen to our Iliad episode.
No. Homer, because Homer loves tarantining around.
That's what I'm saying. Tarantining. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Tarantinoing.
You ever seen Pulp Fiction?
Got it. Though now I feel like Tarantino got it from Homer.
Non-chronological storytelling.
Correct.
Let's just call it what it is. But two, we'll fill in the gaps. Like if there's any knowledge of the Iliad that is required.
All right. Gaps.
We will fill them.
Fill them.
Fill them.
Shop there.
With our girthy knowledge.
Yep. So Odysseus is on this island with this goddess, pretty much a sex slave. And we pan over to his homeland of Ithaca.
Fate worse than death.
For him, it was. We pan over to his homeland of Ithaca, where you see his son, Telemachus. Who is 20 years old.
Telemachus is right. That's how you say it.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Just the look on your face.
I was just laughing because who names their son Telemachus? We can name him Bob. It's much easier to remember.
Telemachus is 19 or 20 years old.
He's 20 Telemachus.
He's never met his father.
Shoot me.
His gun is ready.
The gun. My body's ready to be shot.
Reminder.
20.
Michael, he's never met his father, because the day he was born, Odysseus sailed for Troy.
None of us have.
I have.
Look at you, knowing your father. Unlike Telemachus.
The Trojan War lasted...
Can't relate.
Yeah.
The Trojan War lasted 10 years, and then once Odysseus sailed from Troy, it took him about 10 more years to get back to Ithaca because of all the shenanigans he got into.
Took a wrong turn on Albuquerque.
So not only was like the Trojan War 10 years, you know, that the Iliad.
He's trying to drive home from the 10-year war.
After the 10-year war, there's another 10 years. It takes him to get back.
Yeah.
So my count, that's 20 years.
And at this point, because Odysseus has been gone so long, all of the rich nobles of Ithaca are like, well, guess what? Your wife is up for grabs now.
Yeah, he's probably not coming back.
Penelope, his wife.
See, a normal name.
Is it?
It's more normal than Thebucalicalithlis. Whatever the hell that kid's name is. Yeah.
It's not that hard. Think of telemetry.
It's harder than Bob.
Well, Bob and his mom.
Yeah, see, Bob and his mom.
So
see, now I'm interested.
How about Mac?
Yeah, right, Mac. Mac. Little Mac.
What about Godslayer?
No, that was Achilles, and he's dead right now.
I don't
now.
Know. Telemachus isn't really, like, a badass.
Not yet.
Yeah.
He needs his dad.
Yeah, he grows into the badass role. Yeah,
Telemachus and his dad.
He is his father's son, however, he's never met his father, so.
We're all our father's son. Maybe.
Well,
Jace is a robot.
108.
Well, he's a caveman.
robot.
A cave bot.
It's weird.
So 108 suitors.
Can't change the lore.
108 suitors.
Arrive
it's
at.
It's been 20 years, man. Come on.
Arrive at, well, 10. Well, actually, it's only been four since they started.
Suiting
up. Yeah.
He's a suitor. Yeah, that's what that whole reference is to.
So they invade Odysseus's home, eat his goats, drink his wine.
Overstay their welcome.
And plan to lay with his wife.
You have to understand, though, in Greek culture, there's this concept of xenia, which is basically just like...
Hospitality.
Hospitality. And there's a thing, too. It's like people show up at your house. You don't ask who they are or why they're there until you have given them a
you
meal.
You break bread.
Yeah, you sit down over a meal. You give them
guest
food,
right.
Drink. And then at that point, after they've been fed and they're basically comfortable, you ask them,
who
are you and what do you want? It's very interesting. Because there's no way in hell that would ever fly.
It's very stupid. Yeah, I was just like, no, here. Who y'all?
I mean, I don't...
We prepare... You must break bread with us before you question who we are.
Weren't a lot of people back then. And two, this was a cultural thing.
Yeah, it was
understood. So if I ever went to your house, the same shit would happen, you know? It was just understood. And so...
Don't come around our house.
These suitors show up, you know... Through xenia, you want to show them a good time. You want to feed them, and you want to give them drink, and you want them to be comfortable.
And
however,
then you want them to leave.
But exactly. That's the thing. This is an understood part.
You don't give
part.
Them drink if you want them to leave.
Well, the understood
you
part
don't
is,
give them the roofies if you want them to leave.
You don't take advantage of xenia. That's why they understood it. But they do. And that's the thing, is these suitors go against. And this is part of what they're doing in the story, is making them out to be bad because in this way, because this is totally unconscionable in Greek culture to do this. Unconscionable.
These are cultural norms that they are just bashing.
So this is the way the story starts.
Yes.
Culture being punched in the face.
See, even in the Iliad, the Trojans got some sympathetic characterization, you know, with Hector being somewhat sympathetic. But in this, it's like, no, the suitors are just bad.
Yeah.
Like, they just are
terrible
bad.
People.
Yeah. There's no redeeming qualities. Except for one guy who is a little apologetic, but fuck him, he gets killed. Anyway.
If you
spoiler
die,
alert! But yes. So,
yeah, spoiler alert for basically the oldest known literature in the Western world.
Because it survived the burning of
Library of Alexandria.
Alexandria, yes.
And we lost.
He can't remember things. He's
and we lost
man.
A lot of other epics in that, too. Like, we know of them, but we don't know what was contained in those epics. So that's why, like, the Iliad only covers an episode towards the end of that 10-year war versus... you know, these other epics, which covered like the earlier, you know, maybe the actual greater part of the war. But the Iliad actually is like probably the most interesting thing because like they do know how long the other ones were. And it's just like,
there was probably some more relevant, interesting things.
Oh,
but like,
definitely.
But this fucking thing. They're like, here's the sixth season of The Wire.
Nope.
We're going to throw it away.
You don't know
what that is.
Editing room floor.
It was smashed, like the whatever clay tablet it was on.
Yeah. It's like, here are the 15. Smash. 10. Iliads.
It was on the clay smashing floor. Whatever. Go.
Yes. So, Athena is looking down from the heavens, and she feels sorry for Odysseus and his family because she's always been a big fan of his, seeing as, one...
Wearing his jersey.
She's the goddess of warfare and wisdom, and Odysseus proved both of those qualities.
Yeah.
Always wearing the number one.
In the way that Achilles was like the greatest warrior, like physical fighter in Greece, you know, or thought to be, you know, legend says Odysseus was like the most clever
strategist, fighter, yeah.
Like in Greece. That was
him. You never even saw him in pictures. He was so clever.
But, and see, that's why he got his own story, is to flex his
He's
fucking,
like Loki.
Is to flex that fucking knowledge of his and trick. He's a prankster. And what's funny is the few times that he is honest, people don't fucking believe him.
Yeah. Yeah. So Athena goes to her father, Zeus, who is just doing Zeus things.
oh, I'm still fucking up for that other goddamn party.
And starts pleading with him. Is like, can we please let this man go home? It's been, you know, it's been a while.
I'm just trying to get home. We've got to, like, control the weather.
I just
want to
see my family.
Let's just let him go home. It's a lot of effort to not let this man go home.
So he says he's going to call a council of the gods, and then they'll decide on it. But Athena...
Bang as a gavel.
Got to get everyone together to make this choice.
Yeah.
It's like an Amber Alert. for the gods.
Meeting at 9.
Fudge!
I thought he was still in Ethiopia. So, Athena goes down and disguises herself as one of Odysseus's friends, mentees.
Puts on a fake beard.
Which I don't know why she disguised herself as one of his friends to talk to Telemachus.
Hi, I'm totally your friend.
Because he's never met his father. Like,
yeah.
Or I'm any totally of his friends.
I'm totally your father with my fake beard and my giant tits.
But maybe if it's like somebody that is his dad trusted right. more than others.
You know? Your father totally trusted me. I know you never met him and never met any of his friends, but he totally trusted me.
I believe you.
Well, as Mentes starts telling Telemachus, he's like, you know what? I think your dad's alive. You know what? And you should go out and look for him. Also tell the suitors to get the hell out. And Telemachus is like, well, maybe. Yeah. Okay. Start being a man. This is your house now. If he is dead, it's your house because women didn't have rights.
My house.
So in the middle of our street.
In the middle of the Trojan War.
Telemachus calls a council the next day, invites all the Ithacan nobles down, and all
they'll
the
come from the hills, crawl out like Gollum. We've been waiting for this meeting.
And of course,
old elders.
Yeah, all the suitors are there also. Probably,
they look Gollum-like.
Yeah, right.
A few strands of hair.
So they congratulate Telemachus on, you know, coming into his father's role as man of the house and calling this meeting, at which point they hand the floor to him, and he just goes off on all of the suitors. They're drinking my wine. They're eating my goats. They're running me out of home.
Eating me out of house and home.
Yeah.
They're eating me out of goat.
They're running me out
They're
of
running
home.
Me out of home.
They eat my goats! That's all you need to say. Send in team. Task team 141.
The suitor's defense is, well, it's Penelope's
Look
fault.
All these suits.
Yeah, it's Penelope's fault. If she just would have chosen one of us by now. But no, she wants to be all sneaky and whatnot, saying she's going to pick one of us when she finishes this burial shroud, but she keeps unweaving it.
She's trying to run the clock out.
Yeah.
And like, hopefully Odysseus returns within
hopefully
the time.
Doug Peterson
know.
Is the coach. Yeah. I like to think that these suitors, it was like World War Z when it was like the pile of zombies. Like, oh my God, there's so many suitors.
Climbing like, the walls.
No. It was so many suitors. You called these suitors. Like, that's way too many suitors.
She's popular. They won her fortune.
So he decides they're not going to leave. The suitors aren't going to leave.
We ain't leaving.
Exactly. It's basically, yeah, what they say. They're like, yeah, no, we're not going anywhere.
And so Telemachus decides, yeah, he will go on a little odyssey of his own and see if he can find out any information about his father.
Odyssey 0.5.
Doesn't really tell anyone, though. Just gets in a boat, which Athena masquerades as another person, sets up the boat.
Wait, the boat?
No, she sets up, she masquerades
as a
person.
That boat looks like a human.
She masquerades as a person.
She masquerades as a boat and makes the boat
then
look like a human.
Gets the boat for Telemachus, finds a crew for him. He sets sail for Pylos and Sparta in the dead of night. Didn't even tell his mom he was going.
Yep.
I think back then, attacking at night was probably a good strategy because
he wasn't
good sea.
He wasn't attacking anything. He was sailing.
He was going to visit. First, he was going to visit.
Oh, that's bad too.
Nestor,
yeah. Oh. So in Pylos, also, so when the suitors find out he's gone, which was, you know, a couple days later.
Wait!
Where's Telemachus?
After the drunken stupor.
More wine.
Yeah. More goat. They were like, well, maybe we should just kill him when he gets back. And they're like, yeah, that's a good idea. So they decide they're going to murder him when he returns.
They plot to. See, there's like, they make him so unredeeming. You know, it's just like, they're unlikable. They're eating up all his shit. And then they just are like, yeah, let's kill him.
Just taking bites out of goats.
Might as well just kill this kid, you know.
It's like, you know what? Let's kill Telemachus.
Yeah, basically.
So Telemachus.
I see one more goat. Eat him.
Gets to Pylos, where he meets King Nestor.
I am Pylos.
It's a country, not a person.
We are Bylos.
King Nestor sees Telemachus, greets him, you know, gives him all the amenities that you would afford a guest.
Chocolate.
And it's like, oh yeah, by the way, who are you?
Yeah, exactly. Zania, you know, he receives him and just doesn't ask any questions, feeds him, you know.
Yeah, we lived in the wrong time.
Right?
It would feed you.
Wouldn't this be awesome? You just show up anywhere, you just get a meal.
You would get that post-coital nap. That's what they did back in the day.
Post-coital nap, yeah.
Telemachus, you know, reveals himself, and Nestor is like, oh, well.
Pulls off the robe.
I haven't really.
Telemachus is here.
Nestor says, I haven't really seen your father since Troy. I left with Menelaus. He stayed behind in Troy with Agamemnon.
Yeah, what have they been doing?
Don't really know what's... We're going to find out, Michael. Don't really know what's happening with him. But, you know, you should probably follow in the example of Agamemnon's son, Orestes. And Telemachus is like, what does that mean? And then he tells them the story of Agamemnon. Yeah.
So a story. What's funny is like,
what does that mean? I don't know.
Throughout the entire Odyssey, there's just like these instances of people telling stories. And it's like, it's this kind of weird like inception of like somebody's telling a story of somebody telling a story.
The world's
like
in the story being told to you.
In the story being told. And so, yeah, exactly. And it happens several times. And to the point where there's people telling like fucking stories within stories. It's pretty wild.
The Trojan horse was a totem. spin it around, it doesn't stop spinning.
So Agamemnon, while he was in Troy, his wife shacked up with another guy, Aegisthus, I think his name was.
The pool boy.
Yeah.
Aegisthus.
Yeah. So they're hooking up.
How's it going? I'm Aegisthus.
They're hooking up.
Cool thing about Agamemnon's wife is she's Agamemnon's wife. And her age teaches the same.
They banish her son, Orestes, to Athens. So he can't, you know, get in the mama's way of what she wants.
They put him in a trebuchet. They launch him into Troy.
So Agamemnon comes back and was like, well, what the hell?
Hey, everybody. I'm home. Hey, honey.
Wait, who's this?
I like to think Agamemnon's always like,
who's been playing my
doors?
Xbox?
Yeah. With Agamemnon's wife's permission, the pool boy kills Agamemnon. And what Orestes does is comes back.
Accidentally with a surfboard.
He comes back.
I was just trying to surf, bro.
So then the son comes back and kills his mom and her lover to avenge his father.
He kills the pool boy's mom?
No, his mom.
Okay, that's
Orestes,
what I thought.
Yeah, is the son.
I was like, what?
Agamemnon.
Yeah. It makes no sense. It's like, you killed my dad. Let me kill my mom.
No, he killed the mom and her lover.
He killed them both. Yeah. Well, they were in a plot to do it together.
Yeah. It was her, her idea to kill him.
She was trying to hit a made man.
It's like Troy 11.
Don't do that.
Do you want to go more?
So, you know, this isn't the first time or the only time that Telemachus hears this story. So basically everyone's just like, defend your father's home. Defend your father's home, which basically just means kill the suitors. Just kill them.
Because, yeah, they represent a threat. You don't want to run the risk of your mom falling in love with one of them.
Yeah.
And then plotting.
It's an old story, but it's true to this day.
Oh, yeah.
You always got to be careful making friends. Because your mom might fall in love with them.
There's much knowledge to be
there's
gained.
There's much knowledge.
Much knowledge.
To be gained from the Odyssey.
Having not discerned any information about his father's whereabouts, he decides to continue on his journey and moves to Sparta. Not moves, he continues sailing on to Sparta.
Sails to Sparta.
Yes.
And guess who we meet here, Michael?
Where he meets with the old king of Sparta, Menelaus, and his wife, Helen.
Menelaus.
Remember me? He's like eating like a giant like goat.
Yeah.
Like with one bite.
With his reclaimed wife.
Helen.
Yeah, she's back.
Who's still very ambiguous.
Hello, reclaimer.
Yeah, and it's... So Telemachus gets to...
Menelaus.
Sparta. They're having a wedding reception for their kids. Separate marriages.
Okay.
Separate marriages.
Important to stress that.
Yes. Separate marriages. And so he gets fed, you know, have some drink. And actually,
you gotta eat.
They notice, you know, because of his features that he's Odysseus' son. He's like, yeah, good call on that one. And then Menelaus is like, well, you know, Trojan horse. That happened. Gives us the story of the Trojan horse.
Yeah, we hear about the Trojan fucking horse.
Yeah, it's like we haven't even got to the good stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first time you hear about it.
Right. Where...
In case you're wondering how we got here. Another goat bite.
Yes. So, the story of the Trojan horse, you know, they build a giant-ass horse, wooden horse, then they hide inside of it, and the Trojans take it inside, and then they pop out and murder everyone.
So, and part of the reason they take it in is because people are always just like, well, why would you take, like, they, so your enemy left you.
Because it was important to them.
An enemy left you something, and you would just take that in. Like, why would you even trust that? The thing is, though, is because it were the nobles, the acolytes of Apollo, said this was a gift, basically, to the gods. You have to accept this. Yeah. This is from, so it's like, it was like a political thing almost. So Priam had to take it, otherwise he would upset the gods.
Yeah, I mean,
and Troy was already in hot water as it is.
And guess whose fucking idea this Trojan horse was?
Yeah, that was Odysseus's.
This clever motherfucker.
Yeah, we still.
End of the war.
Sean Bean.
He plays off of their respect for the gods.
He's like, yeah, we've been here for 10 years.
Well, let's end this shit. This is his nuclear option. The horse. Another thing too is like, with a lot of this stuff, fate is a big factor. It's like,
fate is a factor.
Things are going to happen. People are going to die. You know, things.
It's a war.
Things need to happen. People are going to meet their fates. However, the gods can like intervene and postpone things from happening. That's kind of what happens in the Iliad, where, you know, Achilles appeals to his mom to go talk to Zeus and be like, hey, make it tough for the Greeks, you know.
Even though knowing that Troy is going to fall.
Yeah, the fate of Troy is going to fall. And the gods know that. However, they're just like, well, we're just going to keep this going a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So it's like,
we can run the clock on this.
So it's not like fate, the way that we think about fate, like in, you know, like with Christianity, it's like determinism, like all that you will do.
White people, clearly.
All that you will do is laid out in front of you. Like, this is more of a like, well, here's your end point, but how you get there is very open. It's kind of interesting. Just differs from our notions of it. Our primitive notions.
And it always ends bad.
And so Menelaus, after, you know, telling him the story of the Trojan horse, says, you know, I left
him. Well, that was a good idea.
I left him with Agamemnon.
We're going to name a condom after it.
I left him with Agamemnon. And then
this day, this story is important. Don't forget.
I mean, I think the condom is more about the walls of Troy being
penetrated.
Impenetrable.
So yeah, why did they? Wait. Yeah, let's think about this.
So Menelaus is like, I left your father with Agamemnon in Troy. I sailed away, got caught up in a storm, wound up stuck in Egypt for a while.
Whoa.
So I actually had to wrestle the sea god Proteus, and then he told me that your father was trapped on some island.
Right before he choked him out. Your father's trapped with somebody. What?
So.
Proteus is a badass dude.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm going to name my kid that.
Actually, that's a.
He'll be your conqueror.
Moira McTaggart's son. X-Men Christ. Name in.
Is Proteus X-Men. My wife, Moira McTaggart?
No.
From the X-Men.
Yes, actually, his name was Kevin McTaggart. And his mutant name was Proteus. Anywho, so.
Kevin. I would change my name too.
Kevin. Let's talk about Kevin.
We need to talk about Kevin Proteus. We need to talk about Proteus.
So Telemachus knows his father's alive now.
Yeah. Or is a very good indication that he likely is.
Yeah, is alive.
Dead on like they the did, other shore.
He just needed confirmation that he didn't die in the war.
Right. So he decides to sail back. Flash cut to Odysseus on his sex slave island.
Back here. He still hasn't left. Odysseus, we haven't even found out about the Odyssey yet. We're like 25 minutes in here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, like 3 or 4 parts now. So he's on the island, you know, being forced to lay with this beautiful woman.
Yeah, we know, sex slave.
Night after night. Until
we have a dungeon over here. We don't need to say anything.
Until
we know how it works.
You know, the meeting, Zeus's meeting is called, and all the gods agree, yeah, let's let him go home. Now, there was one person absent from the meeting, which was Poseidon.
He drank absinthe.
Poseidon was in Ethiopia at the time, and Athena, knowing that this is pretty much why Odysseus was in this predicament, was because he had pissed Poseidon off. She thought this was a good time for the meet, you know, to have the meeting and whatnot.
Baby.
Everyone agrees. Let's send this guy home. So they send Hermes to tell Calypso to let him go. And she raises a fit. Every other god gets to have sex with whoever they want and kidnap whoever they want. But you know what? Goddess doesn't know. She got to give him back immediately.
She was a gross looking god.
No,
to be fair,
she was actually pretty much one of the most beautiful goddesses ever. Anyway, but the thing here is, too, it's like she's just, yeah, I mean, she's
in Greek times.
I mean, is she not making some good points, though? It's like Zeus can just fuck whatever he wants.
Sexism.
He can take whatever he wants. But I can't just have like a plaything for myself.
Yeah.
Like it's I think it's a reasonable argument.
After, you know, yelling at Hermes for a little while, he's just like, don't kill the messenger.
He's like,
and he floats away.
He's just like, hey,
I'm just delivering shit. He's gone.
Really, though, that's kind of what he does.
Yeah, that is what he does. Look at my shoes.
So she tells Odysseus.
Where did the flash came from?
Tells Odysseus, hey, you're free to go. He's like, really? Can I?
And at this point in the story, we don't really.
There's like a claymore there, and he's like, you're free to go.
Well, at this point in the story, too, it's like we haven't even really seen Odysseus being Odysseus. Like,
I know. Somehow, the Odyssey with Odysseus. I built a horse!
Well, I mean, he's been a slave, like, the entire narrative so far. So it's like, but see, too, she's just like, yeah, you can go. But she does say to him before he goes, like, look.
If you stay, I'll make you immortal. But if you go, that we're done forever.
And two, she's just like, you know, it's like, come on, me? Like, I'm more beautiful. Your wife's going to age. You know, her beauty's going to fade. Mine will never fade. Like, what do you have to lose here? And basically what Odysseus says to her is he doesn't say, oh, well, you know, my wife's more, like, he doesn't even try.
My wife.
He doesn't even try win the beauty argument. He's like, well, of course, like, you're a goddess. Like, my wife's beauty's going to fade, but so will mine. And we'll do it together, basically, gracefully.
Yeah. Together.
And see, and she knows, like, she throws that fit to Hermes, but she knows she's not going to win that argument.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Like, you know, she's just unloading.
It's hard to win an argument with someone's like, hey, what's going on? Yeah. Saying something, bye. What? He's delivering shit.
So Odysseus goes about building
himself. He's like the USPS.
Exactly. God. You wonder why it's so shit. He's too busy. He's one man.
Yeah, that's why things take forever to get done. Messages take forever to get delivered.
Yeah, trying to fuck each other's family.
So Odysseus goes about building himself
a
boat. He builds himself a boat, Michael.
It's more of a raft.
A boat. A raft.
Ship.
A flotation device.
Yeah, something to not just so he doesn't have to swim.
Something on the water that didn't sink.
Yes.
In the Odysseus made the Odysseus.
The Odysseus.
And
the Odysseus.
In the Odyssey, maybe.
No. In the Odysseus.
And, of course, Poseidon comes fucking roaring back.
Yeah, as Odysseus sets sail.
Starts throwing whales.
Like, perfect timing here. Yeah, right?
He's on the water for a couple days, and then Poseidon, you know.
Doesn't he live in the water?
Odysseus is on the water for a couple days, then Poseidon comes back from Ethiopia, and is like,
the fuck's going on?
Wait a minute. I didn't want him free or having fun or anything. And then just starts throwing waves around. And he gets saved by a sea nymph named Ino. His clothes get drug off of him as he's trying to swim. And he makes his way.
And he just got fucked by all the sea nymphs, including Achilles' mom. Like, what happened to her?
We take a detour.
Was she a sea nymph? Like, yeah, what
she
happened
was
to her?
A sea nymph.
Wasn't she like the queen of the sea nymphs?
I don't know if they have a queen.
That.
Sea nymphs are like an autonomous collective.
Yeah.
Of sea nymphs.
They're like nuns.
That fuck you.
They elect a weekly officer.
Yes. Head sea nymph.
She wears a hat.
And he lands on this island naked, and just
beautiful, glistening in the sun.
Tired, obviously, because he's been swimming in this storm, and just collapses in the woods in a pile of trees and just bushes.
In
and
absolute just, exhaustion.
Yeah, just passes
like,
out.
Barely alive, we're talking here.
This is the Revenant. He's eating wolf livers.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, yeah, he was just on the sea getting abused, and then a sea nymph had to come and save his ass, or he's going to die. So, I mean, he's barely on his last legs here.
So, he wakes
up... He has no legs.
He wakes up to the sounds of giggling as a bunch of nude women are playing in this river, washing their clothes, and he's just like, hey!
Dude, this guy's like lucky.
We're just washing your clothes.
So it's like, so he gets released from the sex eternal sex goddess
there
island.
Comes, like all these like fish people fucking him. It's like this is weird, but god damn it, it feels good. And it's like oh god.
Then he fucks.
It's like we've cursed you, and it's like you wake up. It's like I was like we're just washing your clothes.
Hi.
How's it going? Oh my god. You look so beautiful.
Yeah, and it just so happened to be that one of the girls was a princess of the kingdom they were in. The
running a seahorse.
Phaeacians?
It's Phaeacians.
Phaeacians. Yes. Phaeacians.
The Phaeacians.
Nausicaa? Nausicaa? Whatever. The princess.
Yeah, so princess.
Tells him to... why don't you head up to, you know... the palace, talk to my mom and dad, and we could sort you out.
Yeah, they're reasonable people, you know.
Invite you in, get some food.
One's a whale.
She gives him some clothing, seeing as he's still, you know, naked.
He's standing there like this.
And they start separately head back to the palace.
And this is her idea. This is a whole very interesting sequence, too, because she keeps talking to him like... kind of interweaves like a marriage proposal into what she's saying too.
Because but Athena,
kind of walks close. Do you want to marry my daughter?
But like, see, this is all like very like improper stuff, and like she does suggest kind of like all these things, and kind of, but then like at the very end of what she's saying, like walks it all back, and is just like, but that's what like a slut would say or something like that. It's like really weird.
Because Athena did, you know,
grandmama
give
like
her
that.
Some feelings towards him,
and so in that part of it was like, yeah, she was.
Testing the waters.
Yeah, feeling it out. Seeing how Odysseus felt. Obviously, Odysseus got a wife.
Some feelings.
So he's not returning that, but...
He probably should have banged her out, because Penelope never minded.
We hear historical. We always say, just bang him out.
That's what we always say.
It'll stop a world war.
Yep.
Then you get to, everyone takes a nap.
The world slept.
So...
except for the children.
World war nap.
Athena... Athena gives him a shroud to sort of disguise him so people don't recognize him, because the Phaeacians like are, while they honor the, you know, guest right stuff, they're still not that trusting of people.
Oh, yeah.
They're still a little timid about strangers.
Yeah, they're on their own island, kind of separated. You know, that kind of helps.
So you're glowing. Literally. It's like you've been bestowed by the gods.
So he comes to the palace. They're having a celebration for Poseidon, and he's just like, ooh, that guy don't like me.
Just like hides his face.
He's pouring water on everybody.
Whoa. That was
Poseidon! Yeah, the party's like in a river.
Odysseus sees river the king and queen and falls down at the queen's feet saying, please help me, help me. Because that's what Athena told him to do. He's like, go for the woman. Get that sympathy card going.
Whore.
And they, you know, offer food and drink. There's a singer there, and the singer starts singing about a little dispute between Achilles and Odysseus during the Trojan War.
The singer knew a little too much.
Which I think was about how Troy was going to be taken. Achilles obviously wanted to just... full charge.
Full force, yeah,
full charge. Man on man. Battle action.
It's like a James Bond song.
Whereas Odysseus wanted a little
we
more...
We're going to send a horse.
Odysseus
reloading.
Wanted to use a little strategy. Obviously, Odysseus won out. So,
obviously.
He was remembering all of those feelings, and he starts getting a little moody. And the king's like, hey, by the way, who are you? Still doesn't tell him who he is. He's just like, I was trapped on this island. I'm just trying to get home. And I'm like, yeah, we'll set you up pretty. We'll have a feast tomorrow. We'll talk to everyone about it. And you can eat a little more. He's like, all right.
We'll get you back where you're going.
Yeah, we'll get you on your way. Next day, they have a little meeting. Everyone agrees. Yeah, help the stranger. Then there's a song, or he actually requests a song about the Trojan horse. And then he gets a little moody again.
Getting choked up.
Yeah. A single tear runs down his face.
Because the thing is, like, glory in this time, Kleos.
Glory.
Was literally the praises people spoke about you, you know, after you were dead, you know, basically is what it meant. So, like, Odysseus is hearing his own glory being sung. And, like, this glory. He's never heard it before. You know, never heard this. No, you know, he's been on this fucking
journey.
You're
not supposed to.
And so he doesn't, you know, yeah, he's just hearing the exploits, and yeah, it's like getting him emotional. All the like Jason said, all the emotions start coming back. He's just like fighting alongside Achilles, you know, Patroclus, probably in there too.
Yeah. Patroclus.
The time he dressed up as an old man to sneak into Troy, you know, all those fun times.
Showing like a montage.
There's actually a pronunciation of Patroclus, I think, is actually how it's said. It's so weird, though.
His name is spelled Bono.
Eventually, the king's just like, all right, man, please tell me who you are. And he's just like,
who are you?
Okay, let me tell you my story, which we will continue in the next episode.
Yep.
Story.
Cliffhanger. But that's, it's a good spot to end to because, like, yeah, he's just about to regale.
And them. We regale here. I like to think we here at Historical, we regale.
Quite too much.
We are regaling right now. I'm going to regale your mom.
Who happened to be named Gail.
Your mom jokes are so fucking 2000. But that's where I'm stuck mentally.
Mom jokes will never get old.
I'm stuck mentally in 2003.
Except for like in the 30s when everyone's moms was getting killed.
Yep, so the 30s when everyone's moms was
yeah,
getting
yeah, the Great Depression.
Everyone's
that's
moms.
Everyone was so sad because they just like, we're like, you know what? We have no money. Kill all the moms.
All right. So I guess we're going to get into the shill stuff.
Chill.
Thank you. Somebody. Shit.
That was a shot. It was a pump.
Sorry.
It was a pump shill.
Yeah. Chill.
So give us 5 Trojan horses on iTunes.
5 sea nymphs.
Oh, 5 sea nymphs. I like that one.
Give us 5.
Give us 5 calypsos. Give us 5 eternal sex goddesses.
No, there's only 1 calypso.
No. All right, you can delude yourself into thinking we're good if we're not, so there's that. You know, that's what everyone does these days, right?
Yeah.
Right? If you're listening but you're, like, watching, we're on YouTube now, so you can check us out, and I can use my YouTube voice. Hey, everybody, smash that like button.
Hit subscribe.
And turn on notifications. Don't forget to hit that notification bell.
Yeah, click that bell.
We're going to play an obnoxious song at the end of the video.
Ring, 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 ring my bell.
Follow us on the social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter. We're always posting on there when Instagram's not deactivating us. Twitter's been fairly nice. They haven't decided to slap
us. Yes, Twitter, the nicest of social media.
We haven't been thrown in Twitter jail yet, though. The day is probably...
It's hard to, apparently.
The day is upon us.
Yeah. We've tried. Oh, it is nigh.
And word of mouth is the best advertising that we can get. So, like, honestly, if you are watching this, like, we really do thank you because there's so many options out there. There's so much content vying for your attention that, like, if the fact that you picked us, hey, that's really awesome. And if you like it, tell people about us because that's the best way. You know, that fake shit that everyone's sponsored advertising.
Sing a song of our glory to strangers.
Yeah.
Glory.
Yeah, become a bard and sing our praises. Sing songs of our Kleos.
It's not that hard. There's no jobs nowadays. If you're going to do something for free, work for us.
Yeah. So you can email us at historical@gmail.com with any business proposals.
Yeah. The only thing we have right now is our 4th co-host is a dog.
If you want to send me your action item list, I can probably table that and we can circle back after lunch. anyway.
TPS report's going too.
Yeah, and so I did a guest spot on a podcast called Out of the Blank And thanks to Rob for inviting me on. We just talked, kind of just had a shot to shit, discussed conspiracies and all sorts of shit that I'm probably going to get fired for. So, yeah, I mean, that's about it for this
Hashtag
week.
Cancel David.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
They got two episodes of plugs. They're done.
A statement of antiquity this week is.
Build a pot. Lie to your wife.
Bang who you want, and your wife can't say shit because it's ancient Greece.
It's funny.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
Life is full of holes. Enter wisely.
See you next time.
Build a pot.